Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back, dear friends. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we're here. And let's go back into the second phase of the first fruits, praise and prayer, call with the International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless his name. When I prayed a covering over the people everywhere. Didn't know that I was really praying a covering over the home I'm in, myself. And they came back saying, the house is on fire, the house is on fire. But the Lord didn't let the house burn at all. There is no singed wood, no smoked wood on the terrace, on anything, and they were able to distinguish the fire and put it out, and only the grill was a little burned, but they even was able to clear that up. And I'm thanking God that he spared our lives and the children were not here, and praise God for them coming back in time, and thank God for listening to his voice saying pray and pray a covering over the people of God. And God bless you, and I am thanking God this morning for life, health, and strength. In Jesus' name, continue praying for it. Bless you.
Thanking God for you and the young people and the children and for God's protecting hand over you.
Amen.
I know he will protect you. I was coming back from the convocation last night, and I was in one lane, and I was getting ready to get over in the other lane. Aware that the enemy doesn't like what we're doing. I understand that. That's why I'm asking you for your prayers constantly. Just when I got ready to get over, the Holy Ghost said, look over there, look. And I was getting ready to get over in the other lane. And just when I looked, a car went by me. The enemy was trying to kill me. Amen. I thought it was perhaps me. I had a dream two nights ago, and I saw my mother weeping, crying. Amen. And I didn't know what it was. I was half asleep still. But I remember seeing her weeping. And then that next day, I got a phone call, and my nephew, Cameron, her grandson, Cameron, he was at a light, and a woman ran the light without slowing down at all, hitting at 3 miles an hour without even hitting her brakes. Just boom! And she hit not his driver's side, but the door right behind him, which would tell you if he had been a half second, even a fourth of a second slower than what he was going, a fourth of a second, he would have hit his driver's side, and perhaps that would have been it. I believe the devil was trying to kill him. The enemy is evil. He doesn't like anything that's about Jesus. I covered your prayers. Amen. Dr. Pfeiffer, you're right. Amen. The enemy doesn't like anything that you're doing for the Lord. Young people or whoever it is. Thank you. All right, praise reports. I got to get it out. I got to praise. All right, anybody else have a praise report? Come on.
Yes, Dr.
Jump in
Johnson.
There.
This is Evangelist Johnson again. I thank God for the youth program last night. I'm telling you, we had some great conversation, God. I enjoyed Dr. Pfeiffer and all those that were on, and Sister Gina. I tell you, we had a time. And I want some more discussions like this. I know we're in convocation, but I'm not in convocation this week because I'm working on a project. And I'm telling you, I got on the youth prayer line, and my soul was blessed. We had a conversation that's going to really bring these youth to the Lord and that's going to keep them out of a lot of trouble. I'm learning something, and I'm thanking God for that prayer line. And I just thank God for touching my body. My back was in so much pain, I could hardly take a deep breath. And I remember the prayers that went up for me yesterday morning. And I just praise and thank God for you all praying for me.
God.
I feel so much better today. And I'm still at the table working on this project while I'm on the prayer line. So you all keep me in your prayers. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. And we pray that the Lord will complete the work and completely heal your body. In the name of Jesus, we pray. All right, anybody else with a praise report? It's open to you. You got a praise? Why don't you get it out and share with us what the Lord did for you? Anybody else? The line is open.
Praise God. This is Sister Johnson in Texas. I praise the Lord this morning for Ambassador Johnson, First Lady Johnson, Mother Johnson, to all the staff and everyone on the line. I praise the Lord this morning. For God is truly good to me. I just thank God because he has just done so many things, answered so many prayers, and made so many ways. And I just take this opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, how I thank the Lord. He's making a difference in my life. Just looking at my husband and seeing the advancement and the healing that's taking place, I just praise God, and I know it's the Lord's doing, and I know it's the prayers of the saints. And I just thank God. I thank God for I looked at my daughter the other day. You know, I'd asked for prayer for my daughter and granddaughter, and just to see my daughter look happy and smiling, just, you know, just do something to a mother when she can see her children happy.
Praise God.
And I have been praying, asking God to turn things around for her. And I mean, doors are being opened for her, and she's being blessed, and I praise God for it. Continue to pray for us, and we'll continue to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful. God bless you. All right. Wonderful praise report. Anybody else? You thank him for
waiting. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Tucker again from North Carolina, a friend of Ann Johnson from New York. I just want to just thank God, you know, because he's good, and how within a year, you know, my husband, you know, he had no job. He was, you know, even they wouldn't even give him unemployment for almost 5 months. But, you know, I praise God that he had went to, you know, to New York and God opened up doors, you know. And, you know, I just praise God how God is just, even through the struggle, when you begin to have faith in God, that God, you know, will move on hearts. And, you know, even money came unexpected. You know, the bills was still paid and, you know, was on the verge of just losing everything. But God, you know, he just stepped in and he made the way and he opened the door, not only blessed them with one job, but he blessed them with two. And praise God, from therefore the bills are being made met, praise God. We were just so backed up. But God is good, and I give him the glory, and I give him all the honor for what he has done. In other words, because we have to have that faith that, you know, that, in other words, that faith that, in other words, seeing those things is not as though they are. And I begin to believe God, and I didn't give up. And even when the man said, you know, you got to go, I said, Lord, I said, God, you put me in this house in North Carolina, and I'm going to stand on every promise of God. We have to believe God as never before, that what God bless, no man can curse. When what door he opened, no man can close. To God be the glory for what he has done.
God bless you. Wonderful. Listen, I just want to thank all of you for your praise reports. I want to just assign you, if you would, think about three people that you know of who perhaps used to be on this prayer line who are no longer, you haven't heard from them. I want you to write their names down on a piece of paper. Write their names down on a piece of paper. And I'm going to open the line, not today, but perhaps tomorrow. and give you a moment to mention their names. And let's see. I know prayer changes things. God is doing miracles here. They need to be online when miracles are happening. It may be their miracle. I want you to bring those three people to the Lord as we lift them up on, remind me on tomorrow. Amen. We want to lift them up unto God and see what God will do. And I want to apologize to them publicly. I don't know if anything I've done to them, but if I have, I certainly want to be the first one to say, forgive me. I don't know what the reason is. We're working on a new prayer line. As soon as I get that number, we're going to give it to you, and we're going to give it to you maybe a couple weeks so we can move to the new prayer line together. In the name of Jesus, this will allow us not to be muted. Many of you who wish to speak will be able to speak. Amen. And get them, your friends and everybody, and we'll fill it up again. Thank God for what he's been doing on the prayer line. It's good to have where people, the prayer line is filled up and packed out. That's good. Amen. But we want you to have the opportunity to speak. You want to speak. I want to see the guy. Because I heard from you, lady guy. Are you there? Give me your praise report. Amen. Lady Christine Guy from Florida. Amen. Are you there? Amen. It's so, I want to hear a praise report from you. The line is open to you. All right.
Lady Guy.
Go ahead. Lady Guy, God bless you.
You know what, Dr. Johnson, let me just say this. My line was muted, but just before you said that, it came unmuted. Mm-hmm. And I praise God. I want to say God is good all the time, and all the time, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. He's good. In the midst of it all, God is good. I praise God today for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and all of you warriors on the prayer line. I want to say this. I thank God for bringing me back from New Orleans, well, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, yesterday with my daughter, safely on the highway. We could have been in an accident, but God blessed us. I want to say this, too. I thank God for taking care of me in the midst of it all. For 3 years, God has been blessing me since my husband's gone. I have not really wanted for anything. He has been meeting my needs. While I was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I want to get this quick praise report. I went to Dr. Hardy's church where my daughter's attending, and the man of God, he is an apostle, a great anointed man of God, as Dr. Johnson is. He ministered to the people of the Lord, and then after he finished ministering, people were just coming and just laying money in his hand and on the pulpit. After he finished doing that, he says, Lady Guy, God told me to bless you today. He said the money that when he was bringing it to me, God told me to give you some of that money. And hallelujah, praise God. He know our needs, and God will supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Let me tell you, God, that man blessed me on Sunday morning with a financial blessing that I was in need of. And I thank God for that. And also another thing I want to say, too, I remember the beginning of the year, I said, Lord, I want some of my bills to be paid in full. I want to get out of debt. I was getting a bill in the mail from this company, that a bill that was accumulated years and years ago, which should have been dead. I wrote to people that I said, listen, I am a widow. I don't have no money. So this bill should have been killed a long time ago. I said, so you need to just discharge me for this bill. How about, it was in $1,000. How about I got a letter back from those people in the mail that says, don't worry about it. Your debt has been cleaned off. So I thank God. I thank God for salvation. I thank God for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost because he is my guide. I thank God for protecting me in the midst of it all. And I want you guys to continue to pray for me, Dr. Johnson. I love you. I love you. As Bishop Galloway said, and nothing you can do about it. Thank God for you, man of God.
Bless you. Thank God down there in Florida. What a wonderful praise report. Thank God for you. Ambassador Stern, pray that prayer over me for this year. I believe it's going to come to pass. I believe God's going to do that exceeding and abundantly Thank you, sister. Thank you so very much for
serving
the man of God. Amen. Anybody
Thank
else?
You.
Mother Abby Johnson, is my mother on the line? If so, I want to hear from her. Are you there, Mother Johnson? Not, I'm calling you. Amen. My. Right? Anybody else have a praise report? If so, give it to us.
Praise the Lord. Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
We can hear you.
Oh. Well, I just want to thank you, praise God, for the good rain. The rain last night, and this grass was looking so brown. But I thank God it just came back to life, and I thank God for his goodness and his mercy that he has shed upon me and my family. But y'all just continue to pray for me.
Is anybody else with a praise report?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Pastor?
We can hear
Oh, I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on the prayer line. My praise report today is that my children, they were at the bus stop standing there waiting for the bus to come to pick up their dad. And this car went past, and they just started shooting at each other. And I just thank the Lord that the Lord had his hands of protection over my children, because the way their daddy described it to me, he said one of the kids could have got shot. So I just thank the Lord that my kids were safe, and I just ask the saints to continue to pray for my family.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. You protected them. Thank
yes,
God
sir.
And Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know that was quite an experience to have you experience. Good God everywhere. Thank God for protecting. All right. I don't know if my mother's on the line yet. I just spoke with her. Thank God she's all right. She's just having a phone problem. Amen. As I did yesterday, the devil, oh, my God, I dropped my phone and cracked it. Amen. I tried to get a covering for it and have a covering that fit it. And I cracked it yesterday. The enemy is trying to stop us, you know, this prayer line and also the blog line, is trying to stop us from giving God a billion praises. I know what that's all about. So keep us in prayer that God will bless us. Phone. God bless you. All right, let's have our prayer request. If you have a name you want to put on the prayer line, or if you have a special prayer request, you want to describe it, just to let us pray on target. This is not a gossip line. People discuss everything from just everything. But if you have something you want us to pray for, let it be known, and we'll pray for it in the name of Jesus. We got people who get prayer through, or either I'll pray for it. God bless you. Line is open to you. Prayer request.
This is Sister Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I want to put one of the ladies in the nursing home on the prayer list. I was asking her, how did she come to be in the nursing home along with her elderly mother? And she was telling me that she had a serious UTI infection, and it just had her so disoriented and thinking that people were trying to kill her, and so many different things took effect in her body. And she said, but I believe in Jesus. And so I began to tell her that it happened to my mother. So she said, just pray for me. She said, I don't know what this is. I can't walk. And so I put her name on the prayer list today. Her name is Louise. Please remember Louise in the nursing home, that the Lord would touch and heal her body.
All right. We certainly will. God bless you. Thank you. Anyone else?
Mother Digby.
Go ahead, Mother Digby.
Mother Digby, I just want to ask the saints to pray for this condition. I heard of, enjoyed the forgiveness, and it's two young ladies that I want to put on, ask you all to pray for them. They've had a disagreement, and they think that they are past it, but they don't trust each other. And I know that that's the work of the enemy, and I want God to bless them to really forgive each other and have the love that God would have them to have for each other.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, somebody's moving around. You're not cognizant of that. All right, go ahead.
This is Sister Christopher. This is Sister Christopher in Memphis. I wanted to ask prayer. I was at Bible study last night, and someone went in the trunk of my car and stole my laptop. And that's how
my
work. That's how I make my living, is by that laptop. And I'm asking prayer that the Lord will allow me to recover all that he ever stole from me while I was trying to dig into his word.
Did y'all hear her? They went in her trunk of her car and stole her laptop.
Amen.
Well, my God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to not let that person rest until they return it.
In the name of Jesus.
Miracles. You've done miracle things on this prayer line.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm asking you to turn that situation around.
Okay.
Whoever has that laptop, let it be returned back. I'm talking to you, God. You're the only true and living God. Somebody said, well, how can they turn that around where they can not invest and bring that back? I don't know. God is God. I don't try to get in his business. He can do it. I know that. Go with facing fire. And God took the heat out of the fire. God can turn that, whoever it is, around, not let him have no rest, can't rest. Let him return that laptop and let it be in great working. In Jesus' name we pray. A woman needs it, God. She does her job by that. She needs that laptop. And you promised that you would supply our every... It's a need, God, and we need you to... If you would help her in that situation. Thank you for it. And amen. All right, somebody else.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Feel the anointing on that. I think God's going to do that. Anybody else with a prayer request? No time.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johns from Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you all to continue to pray for me and my family. And I'm asking you, Dr. Johnson, please pray for the Pierre family. I hadn't talked to them in a long time, but I'm asking you to pray for them.
What family is it, PR? Is it what?
Pastor Pierre and Sister Pierre.
Yeah.
One to Pierre and Miss Curtis Pierre.
All right.
You know.
Yeah, I know that's the Lord, because I was hearing the Lord a moment ago, and now I recognize it was him.
Yeah.
And at the close of the program, in just a moment here, I'm going to mention some names, maybe today and tomorrow, about the people I want y'all to see about them. Amen. I want you to take it upon you. See about them. If you know some of these things, see about them. Amen. And ask them. Tell them we're missing them. Amen. We need him on the front line. All right. We'll take one more prayer request. One more.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Tucker from North Carolina. You know, I just, you know, want to just keep on getting in because, you know, I know God is real, and I believe he said pray without ceasing. And it was three car accidents in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I'm going to attend that homegoing service of 35-year-old young lady. She died, left a 4-year-old behind. A man was three car accident. A man died. He was from Lumberton, and I'm just asking you to pray for that family, and also and the.
Jesus, and we ask, oh God, that you heal a body. Oh God, make her to know that it's God. God, and God all by himself in the name of Jesus. And in God, we are the missionaries that need to go out into the land. When we get strengthened, oh God, we got to go strengthen our brother and strengthen our sister. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for Pastor Strata coming on the line this morning. We've been praying, oh God, in the background and praying on the sideline that God, that he came forth, that we'll know that all is well for him, oh God. Touch him, oh God, and bless him and continue to keep him up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, Mother Digby, we come this morning, oh God, and she brought before us, Lord God, two young ladies. They said they forgive, but their heart is still, oh God, don't have the forgiveness yet, oh God. And we pray this morning, oh God, that it's more like these two women, oh God. And we pray, oh God, that they get on their knees and have an agape love one for another. And God, sometimes we can't do it by ourselves, but we have to get on our face before you and ask, oh God, that it be rooted out in the name of Jesus. It's a demon, and when a demon set in, we got to cast them out in the power of the anointing. Oh God, when they get filled with the Holy Ghost, because God can live in an unclean temple. Hallelujah to God. And we can't serve two masters. Oh, glory to God. But we're praying, oh God, for those that's up under the sound of our voices. When we talk on the line, oh God, through the wisdom seminar about forgiveness, that's a time right then to ask God to go down on the deep part in the name of Jesus. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. When we forgive, God can use us better in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, touch even on the prayer line those that don't forgive. Lord, let them ask, oh God, you first, and then when we truly have forgiven, we won't be afraid to them openly that I forgive you over and over and over again. How many times the Bible said 1,000 times 1,000, 10,000 in the name of Jesus. And I heard lately that was not just in our last lifespan, but he is talking about in a day span, and that's all day long and all night long. Oh God, this morning, put the anointing on people for forgiveness. Don't let them rest until the Holy Ghost have arrested them in the mighty name of Jesus. Some people have lived a lifetime with unforgiveness in their heart, but you say when we know better, we'll do better. To whom much is given, much is required. Hallelujah. We believe you, God, that they are going to come forth as pure gold. And now, Lord, touch Sister Christopher this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the pastor prayed for her. Hallelujah. Dr. Johnson prayed for her. And God, we know we're living in an evil world and evil things happen. But what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around for good. Hallelujah. We ask, oh God, the word of God, he said that he that steal, don't let them steal no more. So we know it was an unsaved creature. But God, we ask that you save them. We ask that you deliver them. Don't let them rest until they surrender in the name of Jesus. But thank God for Sister Christopher. She's got to forgive them. And God, you said the word is hid in their heart. They won't sin against you. But God, we're asking again that you bring good out of this in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, settle her in her mind. Don't let her hold a grudge, but let her pray, oh God, for that man or for that woman or whoever it was, Lord. Let her pray, oh God, that you touch them, that you save them and you deliver them in the name name of Jesus this morning. Oh, Lord, this morning, remember Mother Johnson from the state of Indiana. Touch her right now, God, and bless her, Lord God. Oh, God, keep her in the palm of your hand. Right now, God, she's asking that we pray, oh, God, for the Pierce family. Hallelujah. Peary family. For Sister Wanda and Brother Curtis. Oh, Lord. We pray for one another in the name of Jesus. And we send prayer to their hearts and to their minds and to their spirits. Oh, Lord, Sister Murphy, Missionary Murphy, we pray for her this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, Son, and Father, Daughter, I know that the man of God has prayed, but we're going to pray, oh God, until we see change, change in their spirit, change in their life, because God, you can make the crooked way straight, you can make the blinded eye see, and epilepsy, oh God, is nothing too hard for you this morning, in the name of Jesus. Down syndrome, you can bring them up to an up syndrome. I believe this morning, oh God, that you are the great I am. We trust you for everything. Oh God, this morning, we have brought some things before you, but the prophets say, is it anything too hard for God? Oh no, there's nothing too hard for God. And the reason why our prayers are not answered, because we won't bring them before you. Hallelujah. We're looking at another man's wealth. We're looking at another woman's sickness. Oh, God, we don't know what they're doing, but we bring prayer before you this morning. Jeremiah said, call upon you. Call upon the name of the Lord. Just call Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, in the morning. Jesus at noonday. Jesus all during the day. And make sure we call Jesus before we lay down at night, because you can do it, Lord. Hallelujah. It's by our belief. It's by our faith. And we walk by faith and not by sight. And this morning, Lord, we put up Sister Tucker before you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I didn't get the first part, but she asked us to pray for someone. And that's why, Lord God, you say you know our hearts and our hearts' diseases. Touch them right now, God. But I did hear us say, Lord, that a yellow jacket has stung her. And God, I know you could take out the stain in the name of Jesus, because I'm a witness and I have a testimony and a praise report that I got stung some years ago, and the stain was in me. But thanks be to God, as I grew to the Lord and grew in faith, that the Lord delivered everything out of me in the name of Jesus, and deliver that thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and don't let them be afraid. The enemy had me afraid to even go on the outside, but thanks be to God, I walk out there boldly, because we're covered by the blood of Jesus. The word of God says if we take up any deadly thing, it will not come nigh us. And God, we don't know how many times that you took the enemy's hand off us and laid your hand on us. We walked through the valley of the shadow of death all day long, but surely goodness and mercy follow us as well. Hallelujah. Because the greater is in us than he that's in the world. Oh God, this morning, remember Mother Adley Johnson again. We pray for her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the dream meant, Lord, we pray, oh God, that joy will come out of mourning, because the word of God said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy shall come in the morning. Every last one of us have had some weeping days. We did not understand, and we did not know why, but thanks be to God. Trouble don't last always, because God will wipe away every tear from our eye. And this morning before we close, Lord, touch everyone on the prayer line. Touch this one and touch that one. Touch this and touch that. We cannot tell it. We cannot tell it all. In the name of Jesus, on the prayer line. But God, we place a place of prayer over our sisters and over our brothers, over the east, over the north, over the south, and over the west. It's praying time. And thank you for the first fruit prayer line, because we pray and we travail and we see results through the prayer line in the name of Jesus. Join us hand in hand, working together for the kingdom of God. We thank you for one another. That's all we got, and we're going to keep one another close to us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you this morning, and we bless you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that I've lived off the praises that has kept me abased. Thank you, God, that you led me to a place where it was green pastures. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord God, bring more people to the prayer line. Not just for show, but for a blessing and for help in the time of trouble. Oh, God, tonight, remember the youth. I'm hearing things that are good about the youth. Oh, God, and we want our young people saved, delivered. It can be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, go with us throughout this day, and we thank you for everything. Everything belong unto you, and we belong unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, back in your hand.
I bless you, my God. Ambassador Stern, you well. I bless you. Amen. You prayed. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
God. Love all of y'all. We thank God for you, and thank God for what he's doing on this prayer line this morning. Oh, my God. Let me ask you all, on tomorrow night at 8:30, I'll be speaking to the Holy Convocation. I want to open up the lines. I don't know if Pastor Strada is still there and Ambassador Hagen, but I want to open up the blog line, and I want to open up, if possible, if we could carry it tomorrow night across the world, amen, to our GMAP audience, if possible, and First Fruits at 8:30 tomorrow night, amen. Around about that, I expect to be getting up maybe 8:30, a quarter to nine, something like that. But anyway, let's open the line for praise reports until I get up, amen. And I'm going to ask you assistants to handle that on tomorrow night before I speak, and then we'll go to my message tomorrow night to the nation. The Holy Ghost just said the nation. I was thinking to the Holy Convocation, but the Holy Ghost said to the nation.